I'd like to introduce you to Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. Why don't you tell us about yourself?
Well, I live in Overland Park, Kansas. It's a suburb of Kansas City, but I grew up in D.C. I moved to Overland Park when I got married 10 years ago. My husband works in finance, and I'm a stay-at-home mom and a housewife. My lifestyle has changed a lot. I like to think of myself, though, as still that wild and crazy girl I once was.
What kind of sex life did you have before you were married?
Well, before I got married, I had tons of sex. I mean, I had sex morning, noon, and night. Okay, maybe not that dramatic all the time, but I dated a lot, and let's just say that I didn't always have sex with just one person. I didn't always have sex with just a guy. I was creative, and I like to think I'm still creative.
Just how wild were you back then?
How wild? Well, I don't know how much you want to hear, but there was pretty much nothing I wouldn't do. And I had some boyfriends and some girlfriends who were up for it. I had one boyfriend who liked to wake up first thing in the morning by fucking me, and then I'd take a shower, and he'd grab me out of the shower and bend me over the bathroom sink, pull my hair and say, "Watch me fuck you, bitch," and fuck me some more. And I wouldn't mind having that kind of life again.
Do you remember what it was that brought out the real inner slut in you?
What really brought out, well, the slut in me. I guess it was my first boyfriend in college. He didn't have any inhibitions. I had grown up in this kind of prim and proper world, and he just threw that aside. He would undress me, and then he would go down on me until I was just dying for him to fuck me, until I was dripping wet. And then he'd make me do something. He'd say, "I'm not gonna fuck you until you bend over and touch your toes and spread those legs as far as you can." And I would bend over and touch my toes and spread my legs, and I'd feel him pull my pussy lips open, and I'd feel him looking at me, and he'd tease my asshole with the tip of his cock, and then he'd finally plunge it. Oh, God, those were the days. And he created a hell of an appetite. He was the first one who had me have sex with a girl. He brought a girl home to me, and he had us undress, and he gave us time to kiss and touch and talk. But then he was just like, "Lick her pussy, get your fingers right up into her cunt." Ugh. And he created an appetite for girls in me, an appetite that I still have today.
Does your husband know about your past?
Oh, my husband doesn't know that much about my past. I mean, he knows that I dated a lot, and he knows that I had an experience or two with a woman. He doesn't know how many experiences I had with a woman. But he's a conservative guy. I don't think he could handle it.
What is it that you miss the most about having many and varied sexual experiences that you once did?
I guess I miss just having those varied experiences, having the opportunity to live out so many fantasies, and I could spend my lifetime living out my fantasies.
Do you have an active sex life now?
Active? No. I mean, my husband and I have sex like once a week. He's like, "Let's do the marital deed," and he's in and out, and he thinks if I get on top, that that's kind of wild.
It doesn't sound like you're satisfied. Does your husband know how much you crave sex?
Well, no, I'm not satisfied. I miss having wild sex. I miss waking up in the morning and knowing that, the minute my boyfriend came over, he was gonna fuck me. My husband doesn't realize that I could easily give him a blowjob first thing in the morning and be ready for him to fuck me the minute he came home.
I can't help but get the feeling that you are very much a flirt. What kinds of things do you do to tease men?
I love to tease men. I mean, I love to wear a low-cut shirt and a short skirt. Love to bend over a little bit, and kind of my little secret is, I like to wear like a prim skirt, like a soccer mom skirt, and just flat sandals, nothing fancy, and go to like the bank or somewhere to meet with someone in an official position. And I like to sit across from that guy and open my legs just enough to let him know that I'm not wearing any panties, that I am the soccer mom flashing her pussy. And believe me, that's a wet pussy being flashed.
Why did you decide to share your fantasies with us?
Well, I wanted to share some of my fantasies with you all because I thought that maybe there are other people out there like me. And if there are, maybe I'll be able to connect with other people, other kinky people like me.
What do you think men who hear your fantasies will be doing while they're listening to you?
Well, I hope that the men who are listening are jerking off. I mean, I think my fantasy life is pretty hot. I do jerk off to my fantasies. I mean, I hope the guys are hearing me talk about how much I love to suck cock, how much I love to fuck, how much I love to fuck other girls, how I can get so down and dirty. I mean, I had one boyfriend who would oh, it's embarrassing. He'd make me wear this little butt plug that had like a little bunny tail on it, and then he'd make me wiggle my ass, and he'd make me do that like all afternoon naked in the house. I wouldn't be allowed to wear anything but the butt plug, and then he'd finally rip it out and just fuck me like crazy. And you know where he was fucking me. He wasn't just fucking me in my pussy.
How do you feel knowing men are getting off while listening to you?
I feel great. I feel like I could get off too. In fact, I'm really, really wet. Like I could. In fact, I think I need to go to the little girl's room. I definitely need to go to the little girl's room and take care of just how juicy my panties have gotten during our chat today.